and as the mighty cosmic presence known to us as the beloved mighty Himalaya, the God of the Himalayan range, speaks his heart to us. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless him, to pour forth all the love of our life's dreams, to give every assistance to the humanity of Earth, and we offer our love for the freedom of the humanity of Earth. And may he see fit to clothe those under this radiation in the great cosmic outpouring from the Himalayan range that will bring perfect balance into the United States of America, and help those under this radiation to go forth and hold invincible protection to all that is constructive everywhere he directs that. Beloved in my heart, I trust I may make clear to you tonight something that is very important, and I hope I will be able to make it easier for you to comprehend something of our assistance to mankind through the channels in which we serve. And it is this: when we pour forth the light rays, either from the mountains or our Ascended Master retreats, or the electronic belts around the physical sun or the great central sun, every outpouring is an actual stream, just like a river, of cosmic light substance and activities of the sacred fire. That is our life, our consciousness. It is our directing intelligence that we pour into the life of individuals in the outer world to help strengthen everything that is constructive, and to dissolve and consume and repel as much as the law of karma permits from individual life streams that which is not constructive. Now let me show you how practical this is, and how it's going on to some degree in any activity of the light and the sacred fire that blesses this world. When you pour in to a glass of water, for instance, some other substance with a definite color or definite quality, you have changed the qualities in the water, and you are able to use the qualities of whatever the substance is you have poured into that water. You have produced a third element, so to speak. The water has one quality, the other substance has another quality. And you put them together, and you have a third quality. But in that, you have the qualities of both working in cooperation to produce a third result. And so it is with us. We pour to you the sacred fire of our love, the intelligence of our consciousness. The sacred fire of our love is a flame, part of the fire element. Our intelligence is a cosmic light ray and substance, which we pour in to the brain structure of great masses of people whom we wish to help. The flame of love from our lives we pour to those people enters into their own heart flames from their own beloved I Am Presence. And it is an expansion of the sacred fire love of life to this world. From that, there radiates forth to the powers of nature and forces of the elements, the blessing of our life streams, the blessing of the individual life streams embodied here. This great assistance from the great realm of perfection comes forth to assist individuals to mastery, to the complete eternal master control of all energy, all substance, all consciousness, everywhere you move in the universe. When we pour this forth at certain cycles of time, it brings more light into the substance of this world and more light into the minds and bodies of the people. And it is a refining, purifying, raising vibratory action that compels a certain proportion of the destructive human accumulation to be dissolved and consumed, cut away from those life streams, and cut away from the powers of nature and forces of the elements. This is very important for you to understand for this reason. When we bring forth a new civilization, the light from our life streams, the consciousness of our ascended master, intelligence of life, must come into the brain structure of unascended beings to bring the ideas that produce more perfect manifestation in the civilization. This is how the great inspiration from the heights of perfection constantly comes through individuals embodied in this world. This is the way we give you the divine patterns, the divine pictures, the divine manifestations from our ascended master octave into your physical world to bless you and expand and be sustained until this world becomes like ours, the ascended master's octave. Therefore, unascended beings are wholly dependent upon the greater manifestations of the universe for progress. Human beings in this world cannot progress without this greater intelligence from the ascended master's octave. The ascended master's constant expansion of perfection goes on because the great central sun is constantly pouring more of its great manifestations of the sacred fire into the ascended masters and cosmic beings and the manifestations of our octave. Therefore, unascended beings cannot be allowed to go on and use the creative powers of life indefinitely, without purification, without expansion of the intelligence within life to produce something better than that which has manifested here. Therefore, the forward movement of life must be expanded at certain cycles of time. These greater ideas and blessings a more perfect way of controlling manifestation or creating it are given from age to age. A wave of this comes forth and floods the world for a certain cycle of time. And then we withdraw and we watch humanity to see how many individuals will use the ideas we've given constructively and feel their responsibility to raise mankind's consciousness and the creative activities of this world into something more nearly like our octave. When mankind goes to sleep in its own desires and will not use these greater blessings which we give to become ascended, then there must come the reaction of the law that shuts off any more giving from our octave until purification takes place. And that purification must come in the individual. So everyone is responsible. If he or she does not use the powers and the blessings of life in this world to expand greater perfection in himself or herself or in the atmosphere or the world conditions around the individual. The cosmic law does not change, and the law of balance is absolute authority for all time to come. When the world gets into the condition it's in today, the chaos is breeding more and more agitation, fight, injustice, filth, hatred against life. I assure you, just as certain as you exist, there must come an action of a cosmic law that turns that evil back into its cause and forces it into annihilation. But those who are constructive, those who will use what we give to fulfill the divine plan and bring about that which blesses life, will automatically be protected by the very greater perfection which we give. Because that which we give is eternally invincible against mankind's destruction. That is why I said it's imperative that mankind understands the reality of our existence. It is imperative individuals know of our authority and power and service to life. And it's an absolute law that mankind at certain cycles must be aroused, awakened, and forced to understand the purpose of life is the attainment of the ascension. So regardless of the outer world conditions today, millions may be asleep, but millions can be awakened. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Millions can be awakened not only by the powers of nature in unbalanced action, but millions can be awakened by certain manifestations of the sacred fire in the atmosphere of Earth. And certain activities of the light rays that will not need explanation because they will explain themselves. Because there is that quality within life that when it comes face to face with the manifestations of the sacred fire, there is that consciousness within life that automatically knows that that sacred fire is not only its master, but is the inexorable perfection that forces it forward to the fulfillment of a divine plan. Mankind does not need to experience shock nor unpleasant pressure of the cosmic law. But we for centuries have poured forth our love, our blessing, and our greater intelligence of life to all individuals who were constructive and who would use the intelligence we have given to create conditions that will bring the greater light to lift all mankind. The light must take dominion of its own. And now we come to the master presence of life that all should study and understand. When the great divine law of such magnificent love and power creates a heavenly body like the physical sun, and the love of life is so great that it controls that, and it gives its life to the planets of the system and mankind embodied upon them. Unascended individuals should be taught reverence, respect, adoration, and obedience to the intelligence and love that is so great that it can create a system of worlds. Then will the individual respect life, because the individual understands the greater life that manifests everywhere in the heavens. Mankind can understand plenty if individuals want to. And unless the consciousness is awakened to love and gratitude to the greater life in the universe, and is awakened to the understanding of the law of that life's action, then the shock must come that brings the awakening through conditions that the individual cannot control. Now, when you understand that we from our life, our great octave of life, are pouring forth the sacred fire, the cosmic light substance, our love, our life, our intelligence, our consciousness, our wisdom, our power, our energy, all of which are eternally invincible against all discord. Then do you not see, when that goes forth into the consciousness of unascended beings, since that is eternal light, it is just like illuminating this room with your electric light bulbs. When you turn on that light in this room, it illumines everything within the room. When we turn on our cosmic consciousness through the cosmic light rays from our great temples of life or from our own heart's flames to illumine individuals, where our heart flames go, they illumine life. Where our cosmic light substance goes, it illumines substance. When our love goes forth It is a sacred fire that consumes everything unlike itself. And when our power is concentrated into the lower atmosphere of Earth, mankind will learn there is a power in the universe, a power of life, about which individuals unascended know absolutely nothing until that power teaches individuals here by itself what that power is and how it controls manifestation, and that it is here to rule the life that manifests in this world. And that's the master hand of the sacred fire of the universe, the sacred fire, love of the life streams that bless the earth all the time with immortal love, with immortal sacred fire, with immortal perfection and the intelligence to produce it. Now I ask you, whenever you think of us, whenever you ask us for anything to help you or your fellow man or your nation or the world, try to realize and hold the picture of a sun presence coming forth, or a light ray, or a river of flame from our temples of the sacred fire, or from the physical sun, or the great central sun, flowing into the condition that you wish to change. And then remember that it is immortal perfection from our octave that is flowing here to rule this world. And therefore, none of mankind can shut it off or prevent its fulfilling the divine plan. None can prevent its revealing presence, revealing what needs to be known. And this is part of the mighty power of the gods of the mountains all over the world. Thank you so much. So when you charge yourselves with the full cosmic illumination of the gods of the mountains to teach you what we know you need most in the unascended state to create perfection here that is invincible against all evil, you must give us that recognition. You must be aware of what our gift brings to you and can produce to life wherever it is called into existence. Now, the proof of what I say is that mankind has survived through the ages, through many, many destructive conditions. And if this were not true, I assure you, the humanity of this earth would not have survived. So we are the immortal, sustaining perfection of the sacred fire of life to this world, both from the mountain ranges and from our own temples of the sacred fire in the electronic belt around the physical sun. We are the sustaining life of eternal perfection wherever we use these great manifestations of the sacred fire and the cosmic light from our octave of life. I think from tonight, the mountain ranges of the world will mean a great deal more to you in the future than they have in the past. And if you could but realize that in all of the mountain ranges of the world, there is concentrated, located, and established this greater power and perfection of life from our ascended master, octaves of life, from our temples of the sacred fire. If you can realize that in the mountain ranges of the world, this perfection is concentrated and sustained and is ever giving off by its radiation the greater perfection from our world of life. So, beloved ones, when you begin to understand this, you can come very much closer into our world of experience than you have ever experienced in the past. While yet unascended, you may dwell in our comprehending consciousness, in our heart's flame of love to light. You can dwell in our sun presence of sacred fire love or cosmic light substance. Wherever you ask for this to be established in and around you or your homes or your business or any special activity, it's just as freely given as the air you breathe, and there is no limit to what you can have. So our perfection of life is ever giving into this world the eternal perfection of our world. As you use it, you become it, and when you become it, it makes you master over everything else in this world. So this is the way, at certain cycles, the great law of life expands its mastery over mankind's human creation and lifts individuals by the action of the cosmic law in to the greater light of life onto the pathway that ultimately takes them to the ascension. Life is very wonderful, beloved ones, to have within it this eternally sustained proof of its mastery over all manifestation. Therefore, when there are conditions in this world with which you are concerned and they need perfecting, don't miss the opportunity to call the sacred fire love from the gods of the mountains in the mightiest strength that we direct into the conditions which you wish protected or sustained or expanding their blessing. Draw this in and around yourselves, your physical bodies. Draw it into your atmosphere. It is so free for you, dear ones. It is yours to use without money, without price. And the only thing that it takes to open the flow of it into you and your world is your understanding of our reality, the existence of our presence, and the operation of the law that opens the door to let you have it. And that I'm giving tonight for your freedom. Thank you so much. Whatever you require in your outer world conditions, just command the disturbing element around you to be still and stand aside why you call to us, let us fill you and your world with that which is our immortal perfection for you. And we know what you need much more than your outer intellect knows what you need. So when you call our sacred fire life and love into yourselves to give you immortal perfection, just be at peace and let us fulfill the divine plan by revealing our heaven made physically manifest in this world, in and around you, invincible against human creation, ever expanding its strength and its blessing to make you victorious, and ever abiding with you, because our gift to you is eternal, and therefore it becomes a part of your life. That is why we dwell with you, that you may dwell with us. And in that comes the raising activity that one day draws you into our octave, after you have filled this world with the manifestations of the sacred fire of our love's perfection here for the rest of the world. So go forward and remember, the gift is without limit. It is cosmic. It is invincible. It is eternal. It is ever expanding. And the world needs every call that you can make. And we will answer. So feel with us tonight your unlimited use of the sacred fire blessings to this world by the gods of the mountains that control everything around you harmoniously, permanently, intelligently, and invincibly. And let us show you how our life, coming into your life, in your world, makes the conditions here that ought to have been here long ago in the fulfillment of the divine plan for all. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved, mighty Emmanuel, with all the love and gratitude of our hearts, we thank you for your love and blessing tonight. We ask you to live close to us and so enfold us in a sudden presence of your own heart's love, that it must of necessity bring perfection into and around us all, that is eternal to all life wherever we abide. And we thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible sacred fire mastery over all of this world, that wherever we abide, it is established for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with everything that you know we require to make us invincible over all of this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God Himalaya, and all the gods of the mountains. Now we ask you to clothe everybody and everything under this radiation in an individual sun presence of the victory of your own heart's flame, and charge its invincible power into and around all under this radiation with such ever-expanding victory and invincible protection that wherever we abide, human creation is forbidden existence ever again in all eternity. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in your sacred fire presence of invincible mastery over all of this world. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and bring into its distress all the sacred fire that you know is necessary to cut us free from all human creation and annihilate all human creation. Move it into outer action and take your dominion through us for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
We love you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Yama, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beast, and the forces of the elements. Beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and great God Himalaya and all the gods of the mountains, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it now with all the sacred fire that they know we require of their sacred fire love in and around those under this radiation. Clothe us and their mighty presence, blaze its sacred fire, and compel its victory to take dominion everywhere we abide, and forever forbid the approach of any human creation to those under this radiation ever again in all eternity, and especially our loved ones and those under this radiation. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this none of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all of this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire from the gods of the mountains necessary to awaken mankind into the invincible, eternal perfection of their love. And we thank thee.